Evenings at Nordhaus. Adventures at the edge of the universe. We are each a unique creature, so what I felt won't be what you will feel when you get there. But there are some things that may be similar. There are more than 218 moons in our solar system. Each one is an edge, just like the beach at the Nordhaus is an edge. It is really just about the same place, and gravity doesn't matter much since you are elated anyway. You are royalty when you are out there. You are out on your very own moon. It is important that you have paper and pen. Make sure your notes resist getting wet. Test it. Things can get wet out there when it rains. The journal is for a single compound sentence type things. It is good to write it all down, though you can't possibly forget it. But if you did, the thought would come back to you. The journal is so that you can scribble a big thought and move on to the bigger one. Some example observations may be, schools are not teaching, tests aren't testing knowledge, diplomas are bunk, colleges are a business, and the whole thing is a scam. Uneducated voters are easily swayed by all the things that uneducated have always showed to be passionate about. Racism, nationalism, hate, and us versus them type of thinking. Military recruiters target young people because it is easy, because they are easily impressed. They don't know enough about the world, nor will they know war until it is too late. Fathers are sending their children to kill each other in wars about things that they themselves have ruined. The 13th Amendment of the United States may force those who participate in jury duty into participating in slavery as a slaver. Criminals who are fractured by the bony hands of poverty are not themselves. They are victims of poverty and denial of even the most basic human rights. The unforgivable debt by the desperate act of bankruptcy, college debt, alters the meaning of money, a meaning already eroded by the worst of human ideas. Unforgivable debt makes what is owed void and invalid. It is just a sick version of money that isn't real. Government paying colleges for student debt to save the students from it is a temporary fix. Asking why colleges charge so much money is not even the right question. Do colleges teach? Is the correct question. Poverty and lack of education has brought progress down to a stop. Countries that fought for freedom with great vision are falling back down for lack of it. That vision can only be found in real education, in real wisdom that opens gateways to greatness. These observations never end. Some of them are a little crooked. You may not have a full picture, but once you make the observation, you will be sensitive to all the subjects that stand in support for it, or in and around it. You won't make wrong observations, just ones that need more information. If there is something that is really calling to you, like philosophy called to me, then just get 15 audiobooks about it to get started. Sometimes books that don't come out well as audiobooks are just not that good. Audiobooks may just mark the elite of books worth investing time in. Einstein said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. So if a book doesn't explain something valuable and magnificent simply, it probably relates to another quote which goes, there's a sucker born every minute. So just keep an eye out for the fake charts designed to sell garbage meant to prey on uneducated readers. Or charts that see nothing wrong when the pseudo-authors buy their own books with campaign money and then use the profits from book sales for house repair and launder the money further. The beautiful thing about real books is that they help you figure out who the world's true leaders are. They often greatly admire each other, so once you find one, there will be a bunch more. You can see what happens out on the edge. You pull yourself out by your own bootstraps from all the noise and chaos that you accepted because you were too young to question it. I still remember the teacher saying, you need to learn math because you won't always have a calculator on hand. But what I was saying was, you need a computer to learn math for real. Because I could see there was fun to be had with mathematics and computer graphics. It truly is a beautiful invention. But teaching formulas without explanation destroys that mathematical beauty completely. Math teachers, in their madness, are destroying the beauty of mathematics. One of the anchors that helps me remember problems in middle school is being accused of cheating on homework. The teacher gave me a bad grade for an impressive, if I may, program that I wrote myself. This made my bullies laugh at me, of course. They saw me pacing up and down these enormous corridors, writing that program on a piece of paper for many days. In some cases, bad school can easily destroy us. The damage caused by fantasy education of nonsense lecture and brainless test is unspeakable. Pretty much everything broken right now is broken because the schools are broken. I write this in 2021 as the vaccines are just about to become accessible. The vaccine hesitancy problem that is about to be revealed is going to be a perfect example of the damage fake education has caused. Just to make it personal, after the masks are no longer going to be required, you will see husbands bringing the virus home and making their families sick because their level of education tricks them into thinking the vaccines have problems, or to quote another case, vaccines have chemicals. The gravity of the damage can bring down entire nations without anybody noticing what has gone wrong and where. They will still talk about paying off college debt and giving more money to the teachers. Nobody in politics will notice or believe that schools have caused this because it's too complicated for their context outside of their field of whatever. No one will attempt to fix schools. More than the middle school or calculator nonsense, our parents are doing something similar where it comes to college and career. The correct path is real education and entrepreneurship. College and career are so popular, and there is so much money in this, that there was never a chance that this could withstand corruption. Getting fired should not be a threat. Getting replaced by younger or just more cunning employees should not be a threat in your life. You need a better plan than college and career, and a life where you can live in balance and with a solid grasp on reality as you continue your education to no end. By this time, you'll have a fire going. You don't always have to go to the beach to watch the sunset. You may be sharpening a stick, one of my favorite things to do out there. And a sausage can be a pretty tasty treat after a day of going up and down the dunes in search of some mysterious lost lake or leg of trail or just following a goose. See, your thoughts are no longer flowing from the middle out. They now come from the edge. They get under things. You don't just look at what is before you, but at the many things that are connected to it, that may dictate the future ahead of you and the future of humanity as a whole. If it feels like you are a castaway, it's only because humans are not meant to be alone. We are tribal creatures. Your audiobooks will connect you with others, and you will know deep down that they are important enough to override that curse of the castaway. Your soul needs philosophy and wisdom. Since it is a small wilderness, or later, a popular trail like the AT, you won't feel like a castaway for long. Plus, those audiobooks really are going to be connecting you to all the world's true leaders. It won't really feel that lonely. But if you do have friends, bring them along. It rained pretty bad once, and then a thunderstorm came. This is exactly what you should expect to find out on the edge. You are now part of the universe. Might as well be camping on a distant moon. Make sure that flash floods won't wash away any of your gear or your tent, and find a spot where it is safe when a great storm comes. Check for trees that are about to fall and keep away from those. If you can't find a good spot, then know of a safe one where you can move your tent on a rainy day. A great storm is terrifying, but it is also a great honor. Every other adventurer and creature of Renaissance before you had to endure storms just as big. Plan ahead and enjoy the fragrance of the woods. I curled up in my sleeping bag, put on my headphones, and started playing We're All Connected by the Symphony of Science. I didn't wait for the storm to pass. The headphones were enough to dull the thunder. I fell asleep to the storm. It wasn't that uncomfortable. In the morning, everything seemed greener and more alive. I think there were deer by the lake, too. It was chilly, but just as soon as the sun comes out from behind the ancient dune, things will warm up, and very quickly, too. And you can always take a walk to a sunny spot to warm up if you don't have a fire going. One time, I saw a storm out on the horizon. It looked beautiful, but I got scared. It didn't even occur to me that it was probably too far, and there were no clouds overhead anyways. My plan was to pack up and run for the trail end, which I did, and I just slept there in my little tent, even though the storm did not come in the end. I was sure it would, because maybe, the grass had a very faint bluish outline, which seemed to me like static electricity and a sign of great trouble. It looked very beautiful. It looked very magical. But with a storm flashing out on the horizon, I wasn't taking any chances. I was right by the lake, on top of a little dune with a larger camping spot right behind it. If I was lightning, that was the spot I would hit first. So I moved. In the morning, I had the pleasure of looking for a new spot, and I found one. One that reminded me of living on the top of a volcano. I spent many days there, daydreaming and listening to books. I had a paper copy of Robinson Crusoe, and I lazily read that too. I didn't really pack up and drive away. I went to the other parking site on Forest Trail. I slept at the state park again. I only packed up to leave when leaving was all that was left.